Okay, today's daf is daf chei, and we begin in the next perek. This is the sixth perek, Hasocher et ha'umnin. So here we're hiring workers. It says Hasocher et ha'umnin v'hitu et zeh et zeh, and they end up. It seems to be misleading one another. Exactly what that deceit is, well, the Gemara will explain. Interestingly, though, the Pnei Moshe says, I'll show you what he says. He says what you're probably more familiar with. It says Chad min ha'umim shalchu balabait laskir et ha'chaveiro. Now, what happened is there was a representative of the chevra. Was contracted by the Balabait to go and hire the rest of the workers. He said, can you hire workers for 4 a day? And this agent in between hired them for 3 a day. Okay? And they agreed to 3 a day. Right? In other words, despite the fact he misrepresented all they have is complaints. That's what it sounds like on Pnei Moshe. You're probably familiar with that if you learned the Bavli. Or Mishnas, but you'll see that quite deliberately, Mar Fulda says Mefarsh beGemara because the Gemara explained it differently. That's why I didn't go into too much detail with the Pnei Moshe. So Hasachar et haChamar veTaKadar. Let's say you hired a Chamar is a donkey driver or a Kadar is a potter. Lahavi, I'm adding the word Lahavi. That's Mishnas does, and the Mishnah Girsa is Piryafarin, which is some sort of beams to make a chupa. Or chalilim and flutes to bring for a kala. So let's refer to sort of materials for the wedding. Or lamet, or a person who's passed away, because they had for hespedim reasons and wood and obvious reasons. And or poalim lalot mishra min ha pishtano min ha mishra. He's hired them to take out flax from their soaking, but called davar shu avdad, and anything that is, let's call it time critical. And will result as a loss without it. V'chazru bahen makom she'ein adam socher ala, in a place where you can't find, if you like, Mar Fulda says, she'ein motzeh polim liskor. He can't find other people to do it. Either socher alehem, either he hires other workers for more expensive amount and will demand compensation from these workers that backed out. In other words, they have to help fit the bill. We'll explain that in a second. When you get to the Gemara, or mata'on, or he can trick them. What does it mean to trick them? We'll see in the Gemara. It means is, oh, you want to be paid more? Fine, I'll pay you more. And then pays them the original amount. Okay? That's what it sounds like in the Quran. The Mishnah, when we get to the Gemara, we'll read this. Right, so it was a bit unclear at the beginning. Let's begin. The Gemara says, Hasor chatam ha'umanim. It says, Hitu'ud zed zeh mahu. What does it mean that they misled one another to the extent now that we say, en le melo tarumot. If you remember, if there's a certain business arrangement, then they backed out or things like that, we'll see what happens. It might be compensation that they can seek. But it seemed to be in the beginning of the Mishnah where they seem to mislead one another in a particular way. It says, en le tarumot. En le tarumot means is, all you have is your kvetching. You can't do anything about it. There's no financial claim. So we explained it when we learned the Mishnah, the way Pnei Moshe explained it, that it was based on some sort of agents in between that contracted somebody else for a cheaper rate than the Balabait was willing to do. That's the way the Pnei Moshe expanded. However, Pnei Moshe admits here that it seems to be a direct misleading. That's why the Rosham explains it differently. Hitau zeh zeh mahu. So aiti atun abdimi. The Balabait says, can you come and work for me? Hayach atun abdim. What do you want to do it for? And here, we'll take the Girus of change here of the Gra a bit, but it's basically the way Pnei Moshe explains it. Sorry, the Mar Fulda explains it anyway. He says, if it was min eser no chamesh rabban, meaning it seems to be most people, they say, look, most workers, the going rate is 10. However, he says, abdun min chamesh rabban lamalacha, the eshkechun, and he finds out the real going rate was 5. So the workers mislead him, says, oh, for a job like this, it's going to cost you 10. That's what the going rate is. But he finds out after the fact that really that seems to be quite expensive what the going rate for this type of labor is. Okay? Or Aiti Aptun Abdinimi says, you know, come and work for me. Hey Chatan Abdin, look, what are you going to, how long is it going to take? They say, oh, this is such a job. This is a 10-day job. And this is how he contracts them for that matter without paying. But Ashkun Abdin min Chamish Yomim, and he finds out it's actually not a 10-day job, it's a 5-day job. And they misled him, but that's the terms of the contract and agreement. That's what we're saying is misleading. And in the internal with the zebazer, he agreed to that the conditions of that work. So in the internal with the zebazer. However, hiten balabait mahu. Why do we have this situation with the balabait? Because it says to it zeh zeh. So Aitun Adun Abdin im Chavarichun, he said, can you come and work for me? Hey Achinun Abdin. And it seems to be, he said to them, it's work for change here to Chamesh, Rabban. Most people do Chamesh. They agree to do the work and they find out that actually they've been shortchanged because the work of the worker, the going rate for this type of activity was Vetrin Adin Mechamesh, Rabban. Most people's Meruban, if you like, seems to be that they would do work for 10. Again, they agree to a lower rate, Elem Tarwazabazet. Well, Aitin Abdim im Chaverechun, Hayachenun Abdim, it says, look how I was going to take the balabait. It says, oh, I've asked around. This is basically a 5-day job. You're happy to do it? They said, sure, not a problem. Be'eshken, they found that it was a 10-day job. That's what they agreed to. But they'll have, I guess, less profit than they were expected. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. So the first case of Schor Tapolim is not a misrepresentation thing. It's more of the conditions of work. In terms of one party misled the other in terms of what the going rate was and ended up paying more or less to the advantage of the person who was doing the misleading. It says, Ein lem tarum mitzvah bazeh. Okay. Now, the Gemara that continues. Now, this piece here is snippets from a braita with injections of the Gemara elaborating, which is we see a lot in Yerushalmi, even though I don't draw attention to it much. So, here it says b'med v'im amurim. Now, if you, I was looking at Chazon Yecheskel on the Tosefta, and he's because there's a question what this b'med v'im amurim is doing. The way the Marafuldu explains it here, he says the first b'med v'im it seems to suggest that when do we say that ein lehem en tarumot, that there's no, if you like, all they have is complaints, meaning bad luck. You agreed to do it, you're going to go ahead, and even though that's it's at the rate you agreed to. However, it seems to be here. We're talking about where they can, they made worried that they could go back. They can cancel, say, I've contracted you, actually, I changed my mind. Okay? So, made wrong is that's Shaloh Halchu, but in any event, you'll see that the principles brought out in this part of the Gemara is it applies really for both, because you see, that's Shaloh Halchu Chamerim. In other words, when can they Elim Tarmatze Bazer? That's when, for example, the Chamerim have not yet gone. Aval Halchu Vulomatzu Tvua. If the Chamarim went and to do transport and they found out there was no produce, or Pa'alim or workers went to do some weeding, and they found the field was all like still moist and wet and not really ready for them to do the work. In other words, both situations have gone to the Makom Avodah and there's no work for them to do, effectively. We say, Noten Naschar Halicha Bechazara. What we're saying here is, once they've already gone to do the work, the way the Chazon Yecheskel explains it is prior to actually doing work and say, will you work with me? Yeah, and make an arrangement. There's no kinyan done. There's no, but it's not bound to do the work yet. Okay. However, once they actually go to do the work, begin the work, like these chamorim going to the destination or the people going to the field, that's when like the kinyan begins. Okay, so that's when if you want to explain the Marafulda says, prior to going to work, well, it's not elaim tarum. They can say, oh, you're misleading us. Forget it. We're not interested. Okay, but once they've gone to work, there's a kinyan. Or the way we're saying that the Baal, that they can simply chozer, which is very much like the Chazon Yecheskel explains it, is that prior to going to the work. But once they've gone to do the work, then it's different. They're bound by the contract. Not contract, the agreement to do the work. Now, what's interesting though is the way that Breiter elaborates, if they go to do the work and there's no work to do necessarily, and they come back, like you're told to do delivery and there's nothing to deliver, then you do need to pay them, but you can pay them proportional to the effort, the work that was actually required of them at the end of the day. That's what we're saying, that it makes a difference if the Chamrim go fully loaded or not loaded, or someone who is paid to actually, in other words, you'd pay someone a lot less to sit there and do nothing, because the person would agree to be paid less to do nothing than actually doing the weeding. So the owner would still have to pay them, but it would be seem to be at this a reduced rate. That's what the Braita seems to be discussing. Okay? Again, so that's why, again, the way, that's why I don't think the Marfolda, it's sorry, the Chazon Yecheskel for the Braita doesn't relate to this case of Pitu Zen the way I think we described it above in Yerushalmi. But anyway, let's continue. As it says, like I explained, if he's going with Ta'un versus Reikan, or he's going to Malacha and sitting and doing nothing, or Shebetzel B'chama. Now, Rav Chiya Ruba explains as follows. Agar Chamarin Lameitan Lekitan. He contracted someone to go and bring some Kitan is Kutna. Sorry, Kitan is Flax, right? I think it is. It says, Halchu. and he found it is that it was moist. Again, it wasn't ready to do the be brought yet. So in other words, like the driver came, or the chamarim came to do the transport, and there's nothing to bring. So Amar Lun Rav, he said told to pok vahavluhun. He sold Rav to go and pay him the full amount for the work. So Amar Lahun, lo da agra chai meta nechun. Just be careful. I'm not bound al pi din to do this because you came back without having to bring a load at all. As we explained in that situation, if there's that you'd play the reduced rate in that context. Lo meta nechun ella ana chaya masrit lechun, which seems to be he's trying to go, if you like, beyond the letter of the law. Lifnim mishrat hadin, this explanation. So in other words, yes, I'm paying you your full fare, but I don't want people to be mashma anything from this context. That's halacha, I have to do that type of thing. Okay, so
There's no concern for the lost potential revenue.
lost potential revenue for these workers.
I could have taken another job that would have been a real job.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, because we'll see in a minute that if he cancels the work altogether mid-job, either party, then they can be compensated in that way. Okay, but this seems to be they were contracted to do a particular job. They come, and the type of work they did required less effort, and therefore they're paid for less effort. But it sounds like that you're right. Yeah, I'm not sure. It sounds like that this seems to be that seems to be the writer says that no, that's not the case. Okay, let's continue. Fine, let's go. B'med Ramamorim. Now, next b'me'ad amorim. Now, here the Marafuldis clearly says, she'im chazru ze ba'ze she'ein lahem ze al ze ela tarumot. In other words, if they decide, actually, forget, I don't want to work with you tomorrow. There's only complaints. You can just complain against it. You can know halachic din. That, once again, is shelo hitchilu. That fits in nicely what we're saying above. That's when I haven't started the work. If, however, the contract was, I'd like you to harvest my field, b'shnei, and the fee was 2 slayim. Katzar chetzia, and they halfway through the job. And katzar v'iniach chetzia, they finished, did half, and they said, okay, we're not doing the rest. Beged la'arog, or to weave a garment. The shnisa, and the fee was 2 slayim. Arag chetzio, v'iniach chetzio, he weaved half of it, and then they sort of stopped mid-job. This case unfortunately happened with contractors and kablanim and things like that. Says, Ketzad, what do you do? It says, what happens is, then you've got a shamin law. So ketzad shamin law ma'asa. So it says shamin law. So question is ketzad shamin ma'asa. How is it you estimate? It says imaya ma'asa yafeshi shadinarim. Let's say again, the whole contract was we said 2 slayim, and a seller is 4 dinarim. If the worker did what the half done is was really worth, let's say 6 slayim, 6, we say dinarim, which is more than the half. Then you tell the seller, you pay him half the fee you were meant to pay. You back that halfway. Or yigmor malachto, or tell him just to finish it off. If you want your full payment, do the whole amount. V'im seller, therefore it's worth a seller, give him a seller. That's straightforward. Rav Dursa says, no, that's not how it works. We look at the potential loss by the person who has a field, because he says, shamin ma'atid la'asot. We look at what's left to do. Despite the fact he's on half the field, if what is remaining is going to cost 6 dinarim, which is more than half of what he was meant to be paid, not 10, not shekel. The full amount it was meant to be paid for the contract was really 8 dinarim, which is 2 slayim. It will cost the owner 6 to complete it, so we say, okay, we'll pay you 2 because it's going to cost me 6 to finish the job. That's the way Rav Dosa says. In other words, so those are two ways of looking at it. One is we look at the value of what he's done proportional to, the actual fee. That's the first explanation. He says, no, we don't look at what he's done. We look at what's left to go and deduct it from the full amount, for the full fee. That's what Rav Dosa says. Or it says, or finish it off. Him shekel, if shekel, to ten no shekel. Fine. If it's worth the shekel to finish, then you give him a shekel. Or maybe him seller. Now, Rav Zira says, b'shem Rav Huna. Rav Yirmiyah says, b'shem harav, the halacha is Rabbi Dosa, that we look at how much it costs to finish the job and then deduct it from the worker's full fee. The Maranah says, b'me dvarim amurim. Once again, the Marafuldi says, because we've asked b'me dvarim a number of times, it says, she'im chazru elayim el taromot, if they back out their taromot, Well, we said the way the Chazon Cheskel says this is really a continuation of what we just explained. When we say that it's mafsid l'vicheshbon, says that's bedavasha ein aved. That's when the fact that if he doesn't finish harvesting now, it's not davar aved, meaning it's not time critical. He has to finish it today. However, avim davar aved, if however it's davar aved, like we said on Mishnah, like there's a function tonight, and if I don't find someone to do it tonight, I don't have the function. Well, the examples we said was to bring the chalil or for the levaya or for the chatuna, or the taking the flax from the mishpat. If I don't pull it out today, I'm going to lose everything. In that situation, we say that relates to what we said in our Mishnah. Aval b'davar aved hasocher alav mimakom acher or umeta'o. Either you hire other people and you're going to have to, like the worker's going to have to help compensate. We'll get to that in a minute. Or meta, or you can trick him. What does it mean you can trick him? But Omer lo sela psakdilcha shnayim. Oh, you want to back out now? It was mendesela. I'll pay you two, and in the end, you only pay him the one, right? Because he's not allowed to back out. It seems to be here you can mislead him because he's not, it's a devar aved. It's time critical, and this worker is backed out in the middle of something that is a time critical thing. Then Chazal say, yes, you can enforce him to do so. You can even use this misleading, this tool of deceit to enforce him to do so. Because you have a monetary claim against him anyway. You can get other people to get him to force him to pay. We'll get to that in a sec. So the Gemara says, then it says, not tell me zeh, not ten la zeh. Now, what this is referring to, again, this is a few words missing in the Gemara from what's in the Tosefta. It says, halach v'sachar mimakom acher, if however, let's say he's already paid the workers, the ones that backed out, the ones, and it's the Devar Aved, and now you have to go and pay somebody else. You can go and not tell Nehem, you can go and take that money from those other people and give it to these other new workers you have to hire for this Devar Aved. That's what it seems to relate to. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ila, belvad ad kedei scharo, in terms of how much can you extract from these workers? So it says, belvad ad kedei scharo, I'll read the bar folder. It says, velo yater. You can take up to their schar, how much you get paid them. Imkat, if he said, it's going to cost you a seller. Mosif lezeh, you can contract somebody else for another two seller, equal to the amount. The seller shemosif, and the amount that he adds, he can not tell me zeh, he can take from those workers that backed out. Okay, v'seller. So you can, in other words, you have to hire other people now. You can compensate for the workers that backed out from this Devar Aved up until the amount you were going to. So in other words, effectively, you can go to double the fee to contract somebody else. Or really, you can get that full amount from them and anything else you take from your kiss. Okay, you have to pay yourself. So, and the Gemara says, now the Gemara says, Ad gedun bilvad ad kedei schar oto hayom, ubilvad ata kedei scharo lasha'ah. Now the question here is, well, basically what the Gemara is asking, according to the Ritbaz, I'll show you the Ritbaz. He says, "Rotzelamar, when we sort of calculate in terms of limits of what we can take from the people that backed out, hagam malacha ten ba'ad shnei. Here it seems to be his understanding they're backed at halfway. So, in other words, when you're looking at compensation that you can pull from the workers that backed out in order to fund the completion, do we look at the schar for the entire job, that's our limit? Or do we look at the value of the work that's left to be completed as being the limit as what you can pull from them? That's what it sounds like, according to the Ritbaz. Marafulda says something I think different. He says that, okay, you can pull the full schar from these other workers to be compensated to hire these new workers to get double. What if it's not double? How much can you pull from the original workers? Is it the full amount, or is there some sort of proportional amount? I think that's what he's trying to, the Marfil is trying to say. But again, but these questions left unanswered anyway. Now the Gemara asks one more time: B'me devarim amorim. Now, when do we say that you can socher on other people and you have these demands inflated? That's very, and you got says b'makom she'ein motzeh lischor poalim. That's a situation you cannot find other workers. Or you can see other chamorim coming, or people that are at the port coming from the boats. Amalei, in that situation, in other words, where there is enough of like human resources available to you to finish the job. The people that back out say, you don't have to come to us. You've got all these other people. Just go to cut those other people a bit, like, off the side of the street. You've got these workers. You could just cut them up. Okay. And I'm terrible. Okay. Let's learn the next Mishnah. It says, Hatzocher Tamonim v'chazru b'hem. Let's say someone, now this is different. First, we had Poalim, which were workers. Here are Umanim are craftsmen. In that situation, we say, Hasoret Amonim v'chazru b'hem. And either party breaks out of the arrangement. If the socher backs out, yadana tachtana. If the bala bayit is choser, then he's yadana tachtana. So to explain this, I want to show you the marafulda. Meaning, chazru b'hem lachash ha-samitzat, in the middle of the job. Yadana tachtana mean, im hukra ha-poalim, if the workers now, here we're talking about the kablanot. It's some sort of, he says, losom menachot b'kablanot, which is like but a contract. I want you to build this, you want to you do this craft to me for this amount. Im hukra ha-poalim v'einu motzim mishig merena. If you're not going to find someone to complete the work at the same rate that was contracted. You can deduct, this is a bit like we sort of saw in the Gemara before this, a quote by the Tosefta. You can deduct from the fee that due to this worker for half the job to compensate for the fact you need to hire workers at a greater fee to complete it. However, it's actually in the daily work rate is actually reduced, so it's going to be cheaper for him to complete it. Then you just pay him half. In its case, he did half. You pay him half based on his original fee. So now that's in a situation where the worker backed out. Because the worker backed out, the Bala Bait's in the most advantageous position. If it's going to cost him more to complete the job than it would have had the worker completed it. Then you pay the original, then you compensate, you deduct from the payment that was due to the original worker to compensate that. If it's going to cost him less to finish it, fine. You don't, the Bala Bayit just pays the original worker according to original rate he agreed with him for the half of the work that's already been done. So the Bala Bayit's in the most advantageous position if the worker backed out. However, if the Bala Bayit backs out, Im Chazar Bala Bayit, I jumped out the next, it says, Yiten lafi masha asu. What you do is you pay the worker again. If it's the whole job cost $2 and then he did 50, you pay him a dollar. However, the imul huzlua poalim. Now, this is what you're referring to before. If the rate for the worker to do work now has dropped, meaning had he completed his job, he would have made a certain amount of money. Now he's going to have to find somebody else to do work and he's going to be paid less. Then he can contemplate. What you can do, what happens then if the owner backs out halfway, or the Bala Bayit, the workers can be compensated. How they're compensated? They're paid the amount to do the full work minus what it will cost now to complete it, which is likely to be more than 50%. Okay, because they can say, look, as you Don pointed out before, that for a full day's work, the rest of the afternoon or a couple of days' work, whatever it is, the rest of the thing, we should have been earning at this higher rate. Now we're going to find other work and it's going to be less. So yes, you can be compensated for that. Okay, so I think that's why I was mentioning it was related to before. Okay, this importantly is in the middle of the work, the middle of the job. So the Gemara says, again, anyone who changes condition, who changes yadal tochana, that relates to the case of, if you remember, a craftsman who was told to dye something red and he dyes it black. Again, we say that he is paid whatever, if the shevach or the yetziah, whichever's less is what he's paid for, meaning a craftsman dyed this wool red instead of black. Well, if the expenses that he incurred to do so was more than the increase in value, you just paid an increase in value. And if it was less, meaning like he increased it by a significant amount, but his expenses were a small amount, then you pay him the small amount of expenses. That's the Yadal Tachtona. And the last one, someone who wants to retract on the deal, also Yadal Tachtona. He's also at a disadvantaged position. For example, if someone tried to sell a field, this is an example he says. And he backed out halfway, even though and the part of the money has been paid. The purchaser can say, okay, well, you either give me my money back, or he can choose to say my money back, or I'd like my land to the amount I've already paid you. Right? That's what we're saying here. Now it says, Imratzai ikabel ma'otav, Imratzai ikach karka keneged ma'otav mi'idit from the choices of land. Again, Whoever's backing out in the middle of a business arrangement is at the disadvantageous position. The Gemara now says, Hasochadamani Rav Amar, ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim him. So here we're going to differentiate between a po'el, a worker, and you'll see in a minute, an uman, which is like a craftsman, like someone who works for kavlanot. So what we're saying here, this is the way the Gemara fully explains the sugya. Again, before I put it differently, Rav Amar, ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim him, ein Yisrael konim zeitzer. So this is to explain that, I'll read them out. For the Voloshna Balabait or Poel, Akil Rachmana Gabay, Lefichishne Mechonel Chazorbo. Now, like, why is it that people can back out, a worker can back out in the middle? Yeah, the compensation. Why don't we say he's forced to continue the work? Well, that is because, Ki li ben Yisrael Avadim, meaning I'm Yisrael Avadim to me, and not Avadim to other anybody else. Meaning, so therefore, you cannot be considered Eved to somebody else if we can back in the middle of the work. So Amar Rav Yochanan, Eved Ivri hi matnita. Why is he Eved Ivri mita? I mean, it is that pasuk ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim hen, that's referring to the pasuk by Eved Ivri. So to explain, hakotu medaber, v'lo ba'alabayit, and not referring to ba'alabayit. Lefichach, ba'alabayit ein yachol lachzor bo. So therefore, according to Rav Yochanan, that when it comes to a poel and actually employed like a worker, someone who's plowing, the Baal Bayit can't chozer bo, according to him. Ah, umat umanim. Our Mishnah that talks about umanim were people backing out in the middle of a case of kablanut, a craftsman working in that way. We said, but chozer in that situation, we said you can back out, but yes, whoever backs out is in the disadvantage, like the bad position. He says, "Aval poel in balabait." That's a case of a umanim in balabait mayri. That's talking about an uman, meaning this craftsman who's been contracted to say, "Can you build this thing for me? And I'm going to pay you so much to do it, or can you manufacture this for me?" Aval poel in balabait, but he says, "According to Yochanan, no, a poel with a balabait in balabait yachol lachzor bo etzel a poel." When it comes to a poel, though, that's a different situation. It's only the worker who can back out, but not the balabait in the middle of a like it's workers' rights, if you like, type of thing. So just to explain, Alat Rav Ben, however, Alat Rav Ben Poel Bela Balabait Yachol Lachzorbo, Alat Rav Yochanan Poel Yachol Lachzorbo Velo Balabait, which is the way I explained according to Rav. In the case of a Poel, a simple like a worker, in that situation, Rav said both parties can back out at any time because he understands that pasuk is referring to a worker, meaning a Kli B'nei Yisrael Avadim. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan, he says no. It's that pasuk, as we said, is referring to everybody. So therefore, a poel can go back out, but not the baal habayit. Okay, so we'll take it from the next mission next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.